I'm Jack Lessenberry. I was a little surprised when Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette appealed the decision striking down the ban on straight ticket voting to the U.S. Supreme Court. I knew, of course, that the Attorney General wanted straight ticket voting outlawed. He's a fiercely partisan Republican, and the GOP thinks, with some reason, that allowing straight ticket voting hurts their candidates. Not for governor, U.S. senator, or president, but for lesser-known positions like State Board of Education. That's because the vast majority of African Americans vote the straight Democratic ticket. Both sides have totally partisan motives in this fight. But spending state time, resources, and money appealing this to the Supreme Court made no sense at all. I'm not a lawyer, but I do teach media law, and historically the nation's highest court only takes a case when there have been differing rulings by the lower courts. However, in this case, there were no contradictory rulings. In July, U.S. District Judge Gershwin Drain ruled Michigan's 2015 law banning straight ticket voting was unconstitutional because it made it harder for African Americans to vote. Schuette, predictably and properly, appealed to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, but he lost again in August when a three-judge panel refused to overturn Judge Drain's decision. Schuette then asked for another hearing. This time, he wanted all 15 appellate judges to hear his appeal on an emergency basis, since the deadline for printing ballots was fast approaching. But on September 1st, a substantial majority of those judges declined to take his case. That should have been that. But instead, Schuette charged down to the U.S. Supreme Court. 3 days ago, they flatly refused to take his case. But before they ruled, I went to see Robert Sedler, a distinguished professor of constitutional law at Wayne State University, who's argued civil rights cases before the nation's highest court. "What am I missing here?" I asked. "Nothing," he told me. "There's no chance in the world that the Supreme Court will take this case," he said. Then, why did Schuette go to them? He's just trying to appease the extreme conservatives in the Republican Party to help him win the nomination for governor in 2 years, Sedler said. Former Attorney General Frank Kelly agreed. Kelly, a Democrat, was a state attorney general for a record 37 years, but said he always tried to keep partisanship from interfering in the work of the office, much less what cases he took. Kelly's been reluctant to criticize his successors, but he did say this is all Schuette's campaign strategy. He's appealing to the hard right to sew up the Republican nomination for governor, and after he wins the primary, he'll turn more liberal for the general election. What's even more discouraging is that all three attorney generals since Kelly, one Democrat and two Republicans, were clearly fixated on running for governor. Kelly made a career out of the office, but in a way, you can't blame his successors. Thanks to term limits, nobody can spend more than 8 years in our state's top legal job. I just wish we could find an attorney general who'd devote themselves fully to justice for those years, instead of treating the job as a political stepping stone.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.